Sabre engine, capable of Mach 25 speed, moves toward testing. The synergetic air-breathing rocket engine, Sabre, an engine capable of achieving Mach 25 airspeed, has moved beyond the preliminary design phase, and major testing will begin within the next 18 months. Officials from the ESA, the UK Space Agency, and their industrial partner Reaction Engines have been developing a Sabre engine prototype for nearly 10 years, and for good reason. If successful, a Sabre engine could dramatically reduce the overall engine weight of a rocket and provide a reusable thruster for orbital flight. These two attributes could make space flight less expensive and more frequent. To achieve these aims, a Sabre engine acts like a traditional jet engine, breathing in air as it accelerates toward the Mach 5 threshold. Once it passes Mach 5, the Sabre transitions to a rocket engine and rapidly accelerates through the Mach teens, up towards a theoretical top end of Mach 25. That's somewhere in the range of 17,500 miles per hour, 28,200 kilometers per hour. While that simplistic overview of the Sabre makes traveling at hypersonic speed seem trivial, there are several critical physical issues with flying at such a velocity. Chief among these issues is controlling the heat generated while the Sabre accelerates to Mach 5. During this phase of flight, the air flowing through the engine is whipping through at such a rate that the friction being exerted on the engine's surfaces would heat and melt any material. To solve this issue, engineers have been developing a pre-cooler that recirculates compressed helium to cool the incoming air. During this recirculation process, ambient air traveling through the fore of the engine is cooled from nearly 1000 degrees Celsius to minus 150 degrees Celsius in a fraction of a second. Using this subarctic breath of air, the Sabre can accelerate to speeds that aren't possible with normal jet engines. Because the Sabre is already traveling at hypersonic speed when it fires up its rocket engine phase, vast amounts of heavy rocket fuel can be eliminated from the engine payload, making the overall weight of a space-faring vehicle lighter, and capable of carrying more cargo. Within the next 18 months, Reaction Engines, the ESA and the UK Space Agency expect to begin testing their first Sabre engine. If those tests prove successful, a new era of frequent and less expensive space flight might emerge.